This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And can Tesla spare a dime is today's question. CEO Elon Musk's electric vehicle pioneer is running out of cash and out of time. That's according to Heard on the Streets' Charlie Grant. We're talking all about it after these tech headlines. San Francisco became the first U.S. city to pass a ban on the use of facial recognition by local agencies. This adds a broad push to regulate a tech that critics argue can perpetuate police bias and give authorities excessive surveillance powers. The ordinance also requires any city agency that wants to buy surveillance to bring it before the board first. Dozens of police departments nationwide already routinely apply facial recognition tech to databases of mugshots and driver's license photos to identify suspects. The journal notes how the San Francisco ban sheds light on a big debate, one that many in the country are having, about how to balance the usefulness of AI against their potential for invading privacy and eroding civil liberties. Read more about the issue at hand at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Walt Disney moved to take full control over Hulu through a wide-ranging deal with Comcast, ending years of complicated ownership of the media industry's hot properties. For Disney, the arrangement helps clear a path to manage Hulu without having a competitor at the table to weigh in on strategy. For Comcast, the deal allows it to capitalize financially if Hulu is successful over the next few years, even as the cable giant pursues its own path in streaming video. NBC Universal is launching a direct-to-consumer service next year that will be free to cable TV subscribers and available for a subscription fee to cord cutters. More Citigroup Digital News. It is partnering with Indian mobile payment startup Paytm to issue the service's first physical credit card. Paytm dominates India's digital payments market with some 350 million users as of late last year. The Citi deal is the latest example of upstart financial players and tech firms partnering with banks. Their aim to move into more traditional card payments, which the journal says is an indication both of the startup's expanding clout and also of their need to find ways to generate revenue from beyond free digital transfers. Case in point, PayPal's Venmo has met up with banks to discuss launching a credit card. That's according to previous Wall Street Journal reporting. And Apple has partnered with Goldman Sachs on a credit card that is expected to launch later this year. Coming up, even after a recent capital increase, is Tesla running out of cash and out of time? According to Heard on the Streets, Charlie Grant, Tesla is running out of cash even after a recent capital increase. The electric car company raised a total of $2.7 billion in convertible debt and stock earlier this month. But perhaps investors shouldn't expect much mileage out of Tesla's latest capital increase. The Wall Street Journal's Charlie Grant explains.
Well, you know, they just came to the market and raised $2.7 billion, and that was actually a record time for them, the amount of time between capital raises. They had gone almost two years without needing fresh money. And I think when I look at Tesla's finances and the state of its business, that they're going to need to come back to the market for more cash sooner rather than later. They doubled their cash balance on a gross basis, but their list of expenses has actually gone up by more than their cash balance lately, and the business is deteriorating.
So what does CEO Elon Musk have to say about all this?
Well, he's going to build 1 million robo-taxis by next year that are going to drive us all everywhere to and from. Yeah, so, you know, get ready. Sell your car now. Get ready. You know, that is going to be a growth story. And people obviously, you know, if you could pull something like that off, that's a business that would attract a lot of growth potential. And certainly investors would be willing to fund it. The question is how viable that is, or if it's a crazy assertion rather than a viable business plan.
So let's talk dollars. Where do they all go?
Let's walk through this. So $2.7 billion they raised, $300 million right out the door goes right back to the banks. And that's to pay, they paid money to hedge what's called a convertible bond. And you want to hedge it, you can be exposed to certain market risks when you issue them. So you pay money to buy derivatives to offset that. Tesla spent $300 million on that on day one. So that's gone. They've got about $1 billion in debt coming due this year. So that is going to be, you know, that money is money they owe. And they burned $900 million in cash flow last quarter. So, you know, they can do better, you know, if the business improves and they actually start generating cash instead of burning it, they'll be okay. But I think there's a lot of questions around that, and I think investors should not plan for that to be the best case, the base case.
And as always, things will always come down to demand.
The last 6 months of 2018, they were selling cars to people who'd been waiting for them for 3 years. And so they had this huge pool of demand that they have mostly chewed through. And the question is, now you have to move from the Tesla fans who've been waiting for years to get this car and will buy it no matter what. Now you've got to go convince John Q. Public, who was thinking about a Honda Accord instead, or a Toyota. And so Tesla, you know, the cars have always driven great. They're exciting. They're cool. They're not functional in the same, or reliable in the same way that the cars they're competing with are. Consumer Reports doesn't recommend the Model 3 because of reliability concerns. And, you know, it must be nice to have five different cars and pick which one you want to take each day of the week. But for average Joes who need their car to get to and from work, it's going to be a much harder sell.
The Wall Street Journal's Charlie Grant covers all things Tesla at Heard on the Street. Head to WSJ.com for more. That wraps up the tech news briefing for now. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.